Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one, only you, neath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra. Frank's guests this evening, Skinny Ennis, the famous thin man of the Bob Hope Show, and Carlos Ramirez, MGM's handsome husky with a titanic baritone.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and please hand me one more of those super vitamin pills. I want to look as big and as strong as Carlos Ramirez.
Well, boss, what you need is something to make you look as big and strong as Skinny Ennis.
What kind of talk is that, buddy? Marvin's out to become a comedian, folks, so we're feeding him... let me read that again. Marvin's out to become a comedian, folks, so we're feeding him a few insult jokes to start with. Have to make this a little more simple for me. But I'll reckon later with the whispering Skinny Ennis and Carlos Ramirez, the Latin with the blockbuster baritone. Axel, give me a little downbeat Orini and make it voot, boy, groovy and mellorini. Give me a little kiss. Will you, huh? What are you gonna miss? Will you, huh? Gosh, oh, gee, why do you refuse? I can't see what you're gonna lose. Give me a little squeeze. Will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl? Give me a little kiss. Will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. Give me a little kiss, will you, huh? Must I go on like this, will you, huh? Once again, a plea I'm gonna make. Tell me, when do I get a break? Say that you're giving in, will you, huh? Anything that you ask, I'll do. I'll take you for a little ride where we can be alone. And once you kiss me, you will never think of walking home. Give me a little kiss, will you, huh? Or I'll steal about 10 from you. Thank you, Axel Stardoll. And now to the classics. Maestro Axel raises the baton, and we hear...
When clocks start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
Yes, light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. First, Old Gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, bouquet, and aroma, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
O for old and G for gold. Smoke 'em when you're hot or cold. And here come those favorites of young and old, the number one foursome where records are sold, the Pied Pipers.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I try to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. my poor heart is dragging the way you toss my heart around to cry and shame. I bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Pipers. Neighbors, tonight we're going to ask you to, just a minute, excuse me. This character looks a little familiar. Say, Bob, do I know you?
Well, my name's Bob Crosby. I think you know my brother.
Oh, you have a brother?
Yeah. He sells insurance.
I have plenty.
I also have two brothers who are agents.
I have plenty.
Oh. Then I have a brother who sings.
I've had plenty of that, too. So you're Bob Crosby. What do you do?
I lead a band.
Where?
On this same network, right after your show.
Uh-huh, and I suppose you're going to tell me you need a singer.
No, tonight I've got a singer. Mm-hmm. Francis Langford.
Swell, but tell me, how come you're on CBS right after me?
Well, that's all a part of Brother Bing's strategy.
Brother Bing's strategy?
Uh-huh. I come right after you on CBS. Now, if we can get Larry and Everett, my other two brothers, on right before you... Us Crosbys will have you surrounded.
The Crosby Empire stops at nothing. Good luck tonight, Bob, and I'll pay you a small visit a little later.
That's swell, Frank.
As I was saying, neighbors, tonight we're going to ask you to take pity on us poor characters who sing on the radio. Ours, indeed, is a confusing lot. Because the song that makes one person happy makes another person rip out his hair. To illustrate the radio singer's difficulty of pleasing all of the people all of the time, we're taking a few letters out of our Daily Mail and giving each letter a voice. For example, this letter.
Dear Frankie, it's been weeks and weeks and weeks since you sang Embraceable You. And Frankie, if you don't sing it this Wednesday night, well, I'll just die, that's what I'll do.
So he grits our teeth and we sing.
Embrace me. My sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my silk and laceable you.
But trying to please the younger generation brings down upon our noggin the pent-up wrath of Madame Gutrocks Van Snootingham, devotee of the opera, who says...
Dear Mr. Sinatra, your mutterings and mewings of the ghastly atrocity known as the popular love ballad have me on the verge of emotional disintegration. Can you not atone in part for your musical crimes by offering such great works as Miserere from the opera Il Trovatore? Naturally, I expect you to sing it in the original Italian.
Oh, but Natch... So we grit our teeth again and we sing.
Quel suon, quella freccia, solenne funeste, empiron quest'aree,
decupotero.
Now, all this does for us is to draw 8,000 red-hot letters from the Texas Panhandle, of which the following note is typical.
Dear Mr. Sinatra, that ill misery thing you sang the other night sure made us miserable. We would like to offer a suggestion that should be obvious to any fool. Namely, that the only music fit for the radio is that which describes the beauty and charm of the noble state of Texas.
Why, sure. So we grits our upper 12 and lower 12, and we sing...
Deep within my heart is a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love.
And then Sam, the mailman, pops in with another letter.
Dear Mr. Sinatra, at the moment you go on the air, I'm putting my beautiful twins to bed. My complaint is this. How can you be so thoughtless as to sing those horrible Texas songs when my beautiful twins are going Betty-by?
So, we grits what's left of our choppers and porcelain and we sings.
Lullaby and goodnight with roses bedight with lilies bedecked is my baby's wee bed. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed.
Boss.
Yes, Sir Marvin.
I'm happy to report, boss, that we have another complaint. This letter says, Dear Frankie, you're great, except for one thing. You sing too loud. Why don't you sing nice and soft like Skinny Ennis?
Let me see that letter. Why don't you sing nice and soft like Skinny Ennis? Where's the signature? Oh, here it is. Just as I thought. Signed, Skinny Ennis. How do you like that? Hiya, Sid. Yes, sir. Skinny Ennis, welcome to the Old Gold Show. I'm Frank Sinatra.
Well, you are Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, why?
Man, I thought I was thin.
Look, who's talking? Why, Ennis, if you had a coat of wax, I could use you up for a wrap to wrap my lunch up. Well, I guess I'll wrap that one up.
Take it easy, Sinatra. Now, take it easy. You know, I'm from the South, and I've got backbone.
So what? I've got backbone, too.
Yeah, but they left a little meat on mine.
Oh, hey. Now, looky here, Skin. I've got some pretty fancy measurements, and you know it. Just look how big I am around the waist.
Oh, that's a laugh. Man, I got circles under my eyes big around in that waist.
How about this chest, boy? What does this chest remind you of?
Well, the way the ribs stick out could be Grandma Ennis's old corset.
Skin, you're just jealous, that's all. I don't blame you. Here, just take a gander at these legs.
You call them legs? You call them legs? Man, you just got long ankles.
Ow.
Hey, but Frank... Frankie boy, what can I do for you? Marv Miller tells me he's got sort of a complaint.
Yeah, one of our listeners says I sing too loud. Says, why don't I sing soft like you, Skin? Say, how about give me a demonstration, fat boy?
One demonstration coming up, Muscle.
Axel, a very soft downbeat for the Dixie Dynamo.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. Do you recall the cottage small upon a hill, where every day I had to pay another bill? And if I'm not mistaken, dear, I pay them still. Remember me. Won't you try to recognize me now and then? Why must I identify myself again? For I'm the chap who has the key to your front door, the boy who runs your errands to the grocery store, and I'm the guy you cook the breakfast coffee for. I'm only the husband that you're married to, and I should look a little familiar to you. Remember me.
Wonderful, Skinny. That listener was right. From now on, I'm going to sing nothing but soft.
Now you're talking, Frank. Just get up to that microphone and whisper.
I'll tell you, let's try one together, Skin, and make sure I've got your style.
Whispering while you cut near me.
Please, you're screaming, boy.
Whispering so no one can hear me.
That boy is bellowing.
I am not.
Each little whisper seems to cheer.
He must have sung in the Polo Grounds or something.
I know it's true. There's no one, dear, but you.
Shh, you're shouting.
Why, you will never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me.
How raucous, how raucous.
Whisper and say that you believe me.
Shh.
Whispering that I love you.
Thanks a lot, Skinny Ennis.
Don't mention it, Frank.
See you later, boy.
Hey, boss!
Holy smokes, Marv. Keep it soft.
Well, boss, there's another complaint in the mail here. This one says you sing too soft.
Oh, no, no, no.
It says, why don't you sing nice and loud like the great MGM baritone Carlos Ramirez?
Let me see that letter. Nice and loud like Carlos Ramirez. I'm looking for the sick... Aha, just as I thought. Signed, Carlos Ramirez. Carlos, it sure is wonderful to have you on the old gold show. Tell me, old man, after all, we have so much in common, you know.
Oh, have we?
Why, of course. You make pictures at MGM, and I make pictures at MGM.
But how can that be?
What do you mean, how can that be?
At MGM, William Powell is the thin man.
This boy hasn't seen me next to Myrna Loy. In fact, neither has Myrna Loy. But, Carlos, don't tell me you didn't see Anchors Away.
Oh, but si, amigo.
Si, huh? Well, just exactly how many times did you see Anchors Away?
Frank, I have a busy year. I only saw Anchors Away 10,000 times.
How do you like that? Doesn't even support his own studio. Carlos, I don't want to sound too modest, but before Gable came back and Garson got him, I was lined up for the male lead in Adventure. Only, we were going to make it a murder mystery.
Really? What are they going to call it, Frank?
Sinatra's back and Garson shot him. But, Carlos, about these complaints. First, they say I should sing soft like Skinny Ennis. Then they say I should sing loud like you.
Frank, with your physique, by all means, sing loud.
What's my physique got to do with singing loud?
If you cannot be seen, then be heard.
I dig you, Senor Ramirez. Here, how's about a demonstration, Axel? Get Mr. R into Maria, my own.
Mulata infeliz, tu vida acabó, de risa y guaracha. Se ha roto el bongo que hoy hasta ayer temblando de amor y con ilusión junto a un hombre cruel. Tu amor ya se fue de tu corazón. Porque le amorrece, porque su pasión, que hirió su pasión, ya tan solo es desde verle tendido a sus pies. María la odia no más cantó, María la recordar el tiempo feliz de vidas que fugó y voló. María la todo terminó, María la tu amor ya se fue.
Wonderful, wonderful, Carlos Ramirez. Carlos, that listener was right. From now on, I'm going to sing nothing but loud.
Now you're talking, Frank. Just get up that microphone, I'm better.
I tell you, let's go tandem on one, Carlos, and make sure I've got your style. How about Figaro?
Good. That's a real loud one. People would need ear cutting.
Stand back there, neighbors. Here we come.
Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono.
Sono ragazzi,
vecchi fanciulle,
qua la parrucca,
presso la barba,
I got a headache.
Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi vogliono, qua la parrucca, presso la barba, tutti mi chiedono. Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Figaro!
Say something about old gold.
Take it, Marvin, my boy. Step up
there. When you light an old gold cigarette for the first time, all of a sudden, smoking is a new proposition. All of a sudden, you enjoy more comfort, more pleasure than you normally expect from a cigarette. Why? What's the secret of this miracle? Listen, old gold does more to give you more. Old gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. In Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow white, smooth, even burning cigarette paper. Ask for Old Golds at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines. Smoke an old gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more. Old gold.
Rainbows.
watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometimes. I never even make a game. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find the little bluebird in vain.
Like the oxygen tent after a long, hard day, that leaves me fresh out of ozone. Well, maybe I've got just enough left for a bar or two of...
Put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart. Wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Da da dee, da da da.
And good night, Hay, and the best of the best to you and your family.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobacco is especially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking for Frank Sinatra until next Wednesday. And... hey, what's this? Oh, yes, this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.